It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN, and I've just decided that napping is really great, and I think our next guest would agree with me, Rachel Feinstein, in the studio. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, it's good to be here. Yes, I like napping and feeding. I've been doing a lot of feeding.
But separately, you would not combine those two activities. You would do them separately, right?
My mom likes to remind people that I used to eat while I was falling asleep when I was a kid. That's her favorite anecdote about me.
You used to just sit there and slowly fall over, but you would manage to shove food in your mouth.
God, spoken like
a
true mother.
Picture. Everyone at home, I know you're aroused right now, but
cool down. I first encountered your work on satellite radio, and my favorite parts were always when your mom would be giving you advice or recanting stories from your childhood. Does she come and see you? Does she enjoy that when you do her on stage?
Yeah, she does. She doesn't like fully understand it, but she likes it. Yeah, she'll call it my little program or my talent show or something. Yeah,
that is so funny. The program. And does she see it as like homage to her? Does she feel like you're making fun of her, or
she
both?
She doesn't like it if I don't talk about her. She gets, she gets upset. She wants to be right in the middle of the talent show.
There was a time where TV would look at stand-ups like Gabe Kaplan or Freddie Prinze, and they would build a show around them. If you got a show like that, who would play your mom? Is there an actress that could do her justice?
I don't know. That's a really good. I'm gonna have to think about that for several. You should have emailed that to me.
I'll send that in advance next time.
Yeah, because don't you have a show that might be happening on Comedy Central?
Yes, it's not really. It's not a scripted show. My mom's not in, there's not a mom character exactly. But
she's gonna bust down the doors.
it's a show sort of anchored around my stand up with some hidden camera elements in it too, and Amy Schumer and I are producing it, and I'm excited about it.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
That's totally great. Love Trainwreck. I really...
Isn't it a hilarious movie?
It was hilarious. It was touching. It was...
I cried a lot.
A lot of roller coaster emotions going on in that one.
And I got to do a scene with Amari Stoudemire.
Yes, ooh. You did. Former basketball great, now acting great.
He was funny.
He's really funny. So is LeBron.
Oh, my God.
You know, everybody, the day he came to set, everybody was like so excited. And then, he was just sitting there so sweet. He brought like his whole family. And I remember this was, and they like were interviewing him. And this was before Amy is like as famous as she is now. And they were asking him questions about Amy. And he is like, you know, she's surprisingly down to earth. And I'm like, you're LeBron James. And he's like, I remember when I got the audition, and he was telling the steps of it. And he's like, and then they told me it looked like it was going to happen. And then it was like, formally, I got the role. And I'm thinking, there was no audition. Like, you were playing yourself. It's not like you were up against anyone else. But I thought that was so cute that that's how he viewed it, as like a series of callbacks. And then he waited to hear, did he get the part? And
wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal up for the role of LeBron James in this movie? Did I read that right? I thought he was up for that. So when they were writing it, they had to know whether or not he could act first, or even if he would be interested in doing the movie before they wrote the script.
That's a good point.
Right?
I have no answers to any of that, like how that happened. But I think Apatow was friends with him or something. So maybe he already knew he was like a funny guy, but he was really good fun to, like, you know, watching him, he was like, he could improv on anything, and and he was kind of a shy like sweet kid,
really.
It's so funny how, like, I remember when he like left Cleveland, everybody like hated him for years. My brother, who lives in Bethesda, Maryland, had to like forgive him. I'm like, what are you talking? Yeah, you're like a nebbishy social worker. But he's like, I finally got to the place where I could forgive LeBron. He had to go on a lot of long walks. He had a lot of rage when he left. I'm like, you live in Bethesda. But it was so crazy how much was directed at him. And then you see him and he's just sort of this like shy young guy, you know? But yeah, my brothers both, they've punched walls over like
basketball.
But
you know why, right, Rachel? You understand why.
I know the story, and I know why it was really cool that he went back. And I get why people thought it was messed up. But I also think, you know, it's funny, I didn't come on here to defend LeBron. But I also know nothing about basketball. I've made myself an authority now. But no, I just thought it was funny that my brother... I get the story. I get why people felt both ways. But I think it was funny that my brother had a serious amount of rage towards him. Yeah. I'm like, you're a Jewish social worker in Bethesda. I don't think LeBron is affecting your life that much. Settle down.
It was like the ultimate story of somebody, LeBron or anybody, chasing the dollar instead of being loyal to his hometown and the people.
Oh, God. Doesn't everybody chase the dollar at some point in their life?
Yeah. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but he's probably also being pushed by his reps or whatever.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm just shocked he was good in the movie because I hadn't really heard him talk. I don't follow his career.
Yeah.
And he was really good.
Yep.
He was hilarious. He was really fun.
When people who don't usually do movies, and I don't know if you had done any prior to this. Was this your first film, or had you done others prior?
I had done a small part in Chris Rock's last movie. And then some independent films. Oh, there's just people that watch us in the street through the glass.
Come
what an adorable, fun-loving family.
Well, they heard you talking basketball and a crowd gathers. That's how it works, usually.
So. Oh, they're listening, too? Does this always happen?
This happens all the time.
I didn't know you guys had so many stalkers, like family stalkers. I like these
people. This is Rachel Feinstein. She's a stand-up comic, and she's going to be at
Up
Comedy Club. When? Tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, tonight. And tomorrow.
Where are you guys from?
They look like they've never seen a Jew
before. Oh, Green Bay.
Go Packers.
No, goodbye.
That's it. They got cut. That was it.
You know, thinking of this, you're talking about your brother. I love to do a little bit with our guests, like to see how wrong your Wikipedia page is. Because everyone we have talked to about their Wikipedia page, we'll bring something up, and they'll go, that is so not true. Because, you know, anyone can edit it.
Yeah, somebody else made it, speaking of stalker. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think some stalker made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I tried to make my own, you know, being a radio legend in Chicago for 29 years.
Yeah,
I thought,
time.
You know, who would know me better than me?
Yeah.
And they Wikipedia would not approve it, because you have to be, it has to be put in by someone else.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
So they're Nazis, the Wikipedia Nazis. I want to know if you...
It's strange. I wonder who took even the time to make... There was one guy that was making a lot of unstable collages of us that he was emailing me. It would be like us on the beach.
Unstable in what way?
I mean, he was just doing a lot of cutting and a lot of photoshopping us onto sort of like date situations. Yeah.
The weird ransom letters, too, from magazines? Where
was
that anywhere?
I didn't get those yet. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a little jealous. I bet he sent them to the other girls. But
So did you grow up outside Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I did. That's true. Bethesda.
Were your parents a civil rights lawyer and a blues musician?
My dad is a civil rights lawyer and a blues musician.
Really?
You but can be both.
Mom, yeah, he was both.
He
was a civil rights lawyer for many years. Yeah. Now he plays blues full time. He plays piano and zydeco accordion. He goes by Hurricane Howie.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Your
How cool
dad
is
that? Hurricane Howie.
My dad is the original.
I didn't realize
Hurricane
that.
Howie.
I had no idea.
Had he always been diddling with the piano and the blues? And...
Yeah, he's an amazing piano player. He could do all those old cool New Orleans tricks and stuff and plays harmonica really well too. And he prosecuted a lot of like KKK cases. He did civil rights for a lot of years and then finally quit and did blues full time. He's an interesting guy. He was funny. He was odd. He used to send me letters at camp. And he would address them like Muhammad Jackson, the Reverend Muhammad Jackson Feinstein III. And then like a series of weird letters and codes like YK463. And now I think it's hilarious. At that time I was like, why does Dad write weird stuff on my camp letters? But yeah.
You know there's an FBI file on you somewhere because of this, right?
I know.
It has to be.
Yeah. The Reverend Jackson Muhammad Y246.
Wow.
but he was in, yeah, he had a band growing up called the Vomitones.
Get out
and
of
again,
here.
Now I think it's hilarious. When I was a kid, I'm like, why does Dad have to wear his Vomitones t-shirt when he picks me up from school? At that time, he was practicing law, so he just had this, like, he thought it was funny to have this night band that he called it a night band.
Other attorneys with him?
Yeah, there was, like, a couple of guys from Bethesda, like, local guys that had other day jobs, too, and they played in the Vomitones at night, and then they played at my school on multicultural night.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and my dad like put in an application to be part of cultural night. He said he was representing the rich heritage of Ghana. Again, there's just like a couple of white Jews from Bethesda, but they thought it would be hilarious.
But the blues scene
that.
In Bethesda, Maryland has never been stronger. You know that.
No,
that's
thanks
where
to
people
the Vomitones
go to see.
Barfing all over that town, barfing their blues and cheer.
Everybody wants to be a musician except for you, I think, Bill.
Yeah, I know better.
But I know at 50, over 50, I started taking voice lessons. Do you want to be in a band? Are you starting a band?
I have no musical ability. My dad could pick up anything and play it, and I wish I had that, you know, because whenever I listen to stuff, I start to think that I can't, but now I'm worthless.
Isn't it strange, though, how that stays within a family? Usually, if a mother or father or both have that ability, it somehow gets passed down.
Yeah,
not in your case.
I got nothing.
All right.
So.
All right,
I'm checking the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
You know what? Can we take a quick break? And I want to ask you something that is on Wikipedia to find out if it's true, because so many people we have talked to, it's like... Who? Because anyone could just get in and edit that.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that guy, the one that makes the one that's going to make a suit out of my skin, I think he did it.
He's a big fan of the Vomitones, though.
More comedy, more basketball analysis with Rachel Feinstein, who's performing this weekend. Go see her at the Up Comedy Club. It's Phil and Wendy, WGN.
All right. We are visiting with Rachel Feinstein, and her father, whom we learned through Wikipedia, which this was actually kind of correct, was in a band called the Vomitones.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin thought that he had found some audio of the Vomitones from 1970-something, and it was a different Vomitones.
There's more than one band with that name.
I guess, but he is now looking up Hurricane Howie, which is her dad, and he is a pianist
mm-hmm.
and a blues legend as Hurricane Howie. And did you find a song that...
Yeah, we found a little piano by Hurricane Howie.
Listen to this. This is great. I feel like I'm at Shakey's Pizza.
Oh my God, we used to go to Shakey's all the time.
Sure.
And I was like, how do you know about Shakey's?
I know some
there
Shakey's.
There was one, there were a couple
oh,
here.
Oh, they were all over here?
Yeah, they were everywhere.
Okay. For some reason, I just thought it was a Maryland thing. Because it wasn't his budget group.
He's good.
He's very good.
Yeah, he's good.
You should have him open for you. Why doesn't he open for you?
That would be cool. I've done it once. We did a gig like once in Maryland. The band went on first. You don't ever want comedy to come after music.
Right.
They wanted more Vomitones. They were screaming like Vomitones, bitch. I'm like, I can't. Yeah. I can't provide you.
No. No, their set's over.
But yeah, my dad they played at Multicultural Night and then they
go on tour or anything?
Now, yeah, he's in different bands now, and they play, again, like, tour consists of, like, two dive bars they like to play in Michigan that he calls a tour, the Hands Across Uranus tour, that he has T-shirts of. But
can I ask a silly question? They're uh-huh. based in Maryland, but the tour takes place in Michigan. Is there
That's
a reason?
That's why it's a tour.
Again,
that's a
that
long
why?
Ride.
Well, I think it's just a connection they have with a few local bars
Is
in
that
Michigan.
What it is?
It's not exactly a traditional tour. It's they
just
stop by.
Two
they have some
only.
Friends in Michigan they just want to go have some beers with, so they fly out there.
I just see them saying our music is not appreciated enough in Maryland. You know who would like it, though, is the people up in Michigan would enjoy this.
My dad does a lot of solo gigs, just like playing piano
oh,
around
yeah.
D.C. and stuff. But when he gets together with the Vomitones, because there's just so much demand to see them back together again.
Is there a Vomitones reunion tour coming soon?
That'd yeah, again, cool. probably it'll be one to two dive bars. But when the Vomitones got together on Multicultural Night, a few of them played Blue Moon and mooned everyone.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And it was like parent-teacher night.
Oh,
my mom still
God.
Says it was, she's like, it was the most horrifying moment of our marriage. yeah, they just thought it would be good to play Blue Moon and then moon it. My dad didn't actually participate in the mooning. He said that his butt was too sweaty to get up at that moment.
Oh, God.
What a prince.
That's
everyone,
too bad.
He's taken. I'm
Everybody
sorry
missed
it,
out on a moment there. That's
but the
bad.
Rest of them did moon.
Yeah. Well, good.
Well, my 16-year-old son is doing an acoustic blues gig this weekend. Would your dad like to fly in and play piano with him?
Oh, my God. That would be so cool.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think he's doing something in D.C. this
weekend. Oh, and then he could go
time.
See.
I'm going to ask. I'll ask.
He could go see you for two shows because this is, in fact, a piano bar, and my son doesn't know how to play
really?
Piano, so he just does acoustic guitar and does blues.
So cool. He gets a lot of things around the hot, like private party things around the holidays, and
mm-hmm.
then he goes and plays piano, and he wears his Vomitones T-shirt to his private gigs. But
he sounds so hip and happening, and your mom's so funny.
And you sound the right combination of embarrassed and proud. You're like right on that 50-yard
yes. yeah,
line.
Yeah, partly horrified, but also proud.
Yeah.
He's very talented, but yeah, I mean, I could have dealt with like less of the mooning gigs when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, one mooning goes a long way.
It does.
Yeah, it gets around the neighborhood pretty fast. It gets around the cul-de-sac, a good moon.
If we may go
he
back.
He showed his cul-de-sac one of the times he mooned somebody.
If we may, for just a second, go back to the project for Comedy Central. You haven't done the pilot yet. That's coming up.
Yes.
And then what is it like after doing it and not knowing? Will you be nervous that whole period? Because a lot is at stake there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be terrified. But I think it's like there's so many up and downs already that I went through that the
yeah.
good thing is that this thing comes over me where I expect nothing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just sort of live in this state where you're just like, it's all over anyway. You know, like you just never expect anything. And then it's like a happy surprise when
sure.
it does. So and I think a lot of people
hope for the
like
best,
that.
Expect the worst. Is that what they say? Or just expect nothing but hope for the best?
Something like that. Yeah. Or just live in a constant low grade depression. I don't know what the advice is.
Sure.
But, No, I mean, I think it's I honestly do feel optimistic about it because I think, you know, there's a lot of good things about the show. And, you know, Schumer, Amy Schumer and Kim Caramelli and I are all producing and, like, believe in it a lot. And I'm excited about it. But, yeah, there's always that part of you that's just like, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Right.
You know,
now's
you
a good
it.
Time to have Amy Schumer's name on something, though.
Yeah, for sure. She's producing my special with me, too. I have an hour special coming out on Comedy Central. That's airing in April.
Oh, that's good news, too. Wow. Yeah. Well, things are good. This is you got a lot going on.
Maybe
right
I'm
going
to make it in show business.
As they
that's
said in
right.
Every
I think
movie.
I'll make it in the business. The aren't business you the, show.
Aren't you the daughter of one of the Vomitones?
Well, it is true. I am related to an actual Vomitone. And that's why I'm going to be a big show business movie star. Mr. Hollywood said it.
All right. She's Rachel Feinstein. You can see her at Up Comedy Club, 230 West North Avenue, tonight and tomorrow. Two shows each night, 8 and 10:30. And come back and see us before your special on Comedy Central airs. And good luck with this new project.
I'd love to. You guys are always really nice to me. And I like the people in the window. And
aren't
I
they nice,
stay
the
here.
People in the window?
They're a kindly bunch. They really are.
You can stay.
You can
take
stay
a nap here
as long as you want. We wouldn't kick you out. Rachel, good luck. We're thrilled
guys.
Things are going your way.
Thank you so
a
much.
A quick break and then more ahead. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.